Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 78. That may be
your fantasy. Hello everyone, this is the Bernard.
Guess who's back? It's Excalibur.
Every time I meet a man, he's either gay or a bear.
Come with me, into the light.
It's Excalibur.
Greetings, bears and cubs. This is the Nard.
And this is Excalibur.
And I'm here podcasting in the suburbs of Houston.
And I'm here podcasting in the suburbs of Dallas.
Ah, okay, cool. So, tell me, what's going on? What's up with you? What happened to your weekend?
Well, right now what's going on is it's raining, which is really needed here. So it's allowed us to cool off. So even though the humidity right now is at 83%, at least it's not 100% like it was up there in Wisconsin. So, but that's pretty much it, what's going on right now.
Over here it's pretty warm. But I did just come from Allentown. And Allentown, Pennsylvania, and it was almost like Texas. It's really hot there. It reached about 90s in the low 90s.
And the thing with like Allentown and other states is that they're not prepared for weather like this.
No, people are dying. I heard people are dying in the northern states because of heat waves, and they can't handle 90 degrees. That's what I said before. What I asked before when I called up my brother-in-law who lives there. So how's the weather there? Oh, it's hot. Is it hot? Oh, yeah, it's hot. Wait a second. What's the temperature? He said it's 90 degrees. Oh, okay, that's normal for me, I guess, for Texas. Because, you know, for them, hot would be 70 or 80 degrees, something like that. So, and for me, that's still cold.
Yeah, so it's the same with the Bay Area, you know, where I come from. To us, 80 degrees was a heat wave, but then they were up there in the hundreds as well. So people were dying all throughout the state of California, actually. I don't know what the final total was, but I remember the last time I read it was like something like 37 deaths caused by the heat wave alone.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. Global warming.
Yep, global warming, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so check out An Inconvenient Truth. If you guys haven't watched it. Okay, so, all right, you have a story for us, don't you?
Yes, usually, you know, this is the portion of the program where we talk about stuff that happened to us over the weekend. And, well, for those who are not subscribed to my live journal, then wouldn't know about what's going on. There was a major take this job and shove it moment at work. I've been working on and off for the Disney store for too long, and I've never been offered a promotion or anything, and I basically feel like Lily Tomlin's character in 9 to 5. I see people going on, people that, you know, I've been teaching and everything, and they go on to get the advances and the raises, and I never get that. And with moving to Dallas, I was given the promise of not only more hours to be able to work, but also more of an ability to advance in the company. Mm-hmm. Well, we, as you know, we just recently had tax-free weekend, and which was, well, it was a pain in the ass, let me tell you. And the thing is we didn't even really have that big of a sales. The Foley's down the mall from us was stealing all of our sales because Foley's and Macy's decided that on tax-free weekend they were going to have their semi-annual clearance sale.
Uh-huh.
So they stole all of our business. But all of a sudden, the Disney store, when I went in to see the schedule for hours, they slashed me from 25 to 30 hours to only 7 hours this week.
That's bad.
It's really bad. So that was a major slap in the face to begin with. And, of course, I got angry, but I'm going, okay, you know, maybe there's an explanation for this. Maybe it's temporary. I don't know. But then the other slap in the face was finding out that a position that I have been bucking to get for years and years and years was given to some outsider who's moving from Austin, Texas. And that was the final blow for me to the point where I submitted a 2-week resignation. It turns out that not only did I submit a 2 weeks resignation, but two other employees did at the same time because they're leaving Texas. They're going to college. And so, of course, everyone at the Disney store freaked out. They didn't want to lose me or anything. And my manager, the hot guy, as you said.
Hot bear boss.
Yes, the hot bear boss is, you know, he literally begged me to stay. And it's like, please, give me a chance. Let me, you know, do what I can do. Let me talk to Tom and let's see what we can do for you and yada, yada, yada. Basically, I'm at the point where, and I hate using this cliched nine, but it's the way I feel right now. Right now, they have to show me the money. They have to really make it worth my while to stay with Disney. And so far, they haven't done anything. I've given them about a week or two to do something or else I'm gone. I'm leaving the company. And the thing is that our district manager has been there twice now and he's acting like my manager never had the conversation with him at all. So I have no idea what's going on. Needless to say, I've been applying for jobs like crazy. As a matter of fact, on the 22nd, there's a job fair happening in Irving that I am definitely attending. So
I used to live there. Irving, Texas? Yeah.
Yeah, Irving, Texas, for some reason is hotter than it is in Dallas. I guess it's because it's so close to the airport. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're having a major job fair there, and I'm going to attend it. I've had enough of Disney. I've absolutely had enough of them. They are one of the most high maintenance companies to work for, and enough's enough.
Spoiler alert! Alert!
What else did you guys do to pass your time besides that very, very bad experience with Disney?
Well, I needed to take some aggression out, so we went to go see a movie. And it was a movie that I honestly did not expect to be the way that it was. We went to go see the new horror film that opened up, The Descent. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know what this is about, it's about a group of six female friends who go to a cave in the Appalachian Mountains to explore the cave, and in the process of not only getting trapped inside this very claustrophobic cave, but it turns out that there's some sort of cannibalistic type creature that dwells inside the cave and is hunting them down. Normally a premises of a movie like that would be fodder for a B-movie schlock fest, but to be quite honest with you, this was one of the biggest adrenaline rushes I've seen in a long time. It was terrifying. The movie was absolutely terrifying.
Sounds like a family movie.
Oh, yes. It's the family feel-good movie of the summer, definitely. what was great about it was when we went, it was a near-capacity audience, which I was surprised with. I didn't think anybody was going to come out to see this film. But everyone was screaming about every 5 minutes in the film. There was no... Yeah, there was no groans or anything. People were genuinely terrified with this thing. None of that. No, people were screaming their lungs out, and for good reason, because there were some genuine scares in this film. And the film is imported from England. It was made in England last year, and it finally came to America. And I've heard that the English version is rougher. And I guess it's like that movie that came out a few years ago, High Tension, that one from France.
I saw that, High Tension, before.
The French version is more extreme than the American version. The American version was extreme to begin with. But, this film was suspenseful from the moment the credits started. And the thing that was intelligent about the movie was they waited to introduce the creature. They didn't, as soon as they got into the cave, they didn't immediately introduce the creature. It came as a total surprise. The first half of the horror film's terror comes from not only the nightmares that the main female character is having, but also the fact that they're trapped in this cave. And the way that it was filmed, the only light that they really have in the movie is the light that's coming off of their flashlights that are strapped to their head. So you get the feeling of being claustrophobic and trapped in the cave. Mm-hmm. And so you're sweating bullets at that point, you know, just going, oh my God, how are they going to get out of the situation? And then as soon as the creature's introduced, you lose it. You absolutely lose it.
I think we should have told the audience right now that this is a spoiler. This part is a spoiler. I'll put a spoiler alert in the beginning, okay?
Yeah, no, okay. But that's the only spoiler I'm going to give about the movie. But, I mean, the rest of the stuff is just... I'm going to let people know right now that it is a gory film. So, if you can't handle gore, be careful with this one, because there are some genuinely gory sequences in this. Now, there's nothing like limbs being ripped apart or anything, but... At the same time, it sheds its share of blood. Yeah, it's a rough film. I mean, I was very surprised with how extreme the film is. And, I mean, even Chris was going nuts over this film. And when it comes to horror, it's really hard to impress him when it comes to horror. He was loving every second of this film. He's just sitting there going, oh my god, this film fucking rocks. He just kept saying that throughout the whole film. This film fucking rocks. So, and I'm sitting there, my hands are cold and clammy and sweaty, and I'm sweating bullets, and I can feel myself having a little bit of a, you know, a racing heart and everything, and I'm sitting there, and the adrenaline's pumping through my system, so the film does its job. So I highly recommend seeing The Descent.
Is it from the makers of Saw and Saw 2, was it?
It's not by the makers, it's from the same movie studio, Lionsgate, which is turning into the new... I guess you could say Grindhouse Movie Picture Company. They seem to be releasing all the horror these days. But no, this comes directly from England. It's an import from England. Mm-hmm. And you could tell by the accents. Even the people who were supposed to be American in this movie have English accents. Mm-hmm. It's a great film, and the film is also a wonderful cautionary tale about exploring the Appalachian Mountains. If you're a fan of horror, I highly recommend seeing this.
I think I'll ask a couple of friends, probably some local friends, just to watch it this week or something.
Don't see it alone. Yeah, this is a film that you would definitely want to go with a group of friends with, because you would just sit there and you will probably act like you are a... Oh, I hate using this cliche, but you're probably going to be acting like a patron of the Magic Johnson Cinema, just sitting there talking throughout the film, and when the screams happen, oh my god, oh did you see that, I see it, I did. Yeah, so,
oh, it's,
which is pretty much what happened in our theater too, so, but.
Well, when I watched with a couple of my friends here, these are big guys, big bears, they scream like a girl.
Oh, that'll happen.
Oh, really? Okay.
That'll happen. Yeah, that will happen.
Not only that, they jump from the chair about a foot high, you know. So they would cover their eyes, but peek through the fingers, you know. It's they're kind of cute. Oh,
I will admit, I did that a couple of points in this movie too. I did cover my eyes and peek through my fingers. I did do that.
Uh-huh.
What was great, though, was the greatest moment was at one of the, like, really big, intense moments in the movie. This girl behind us got up and did a Joel Siegel. She's just like, I'm out of here, and just walked out of the theater. She couldn't take it anymore.
Wow. Okay,
and then you hear her relative behind her going, you're chicken! And then you're just like, you're chicken! And then the next thing you know, something happens, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs. So
mm-hmm.
It was a blast. I had a blast.
Yeah, I'll... see if I could watch it this week.
Okay, Nard, you got to hear about my weekend from hell. Now, let's hear the story about your weekend.
Okay. It's a big weekend for me. So, I flew to Allentown. Well, no, not actually Allentown. I went to Newark, New Jersey. I have to fly through there, and my sister picked me up at, over there, so it was easier, it's cheaper, it's $200 cheaper than flying to Allentown, so gosh,
okay.
I would rather fly to New Jersey.
Well, yeah, what brought you to New Jersey?
It's my sister's graduation.
Ah, okay, well then that's understandable.
Yeah, so I had to go, and it was funny, it's the first time my mom would ever see any of us graduate. Because she's been away for a long time before.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's a different story. But anyway, okay, so it's been a busy week, and we went shopping, of course, around the outlets there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, yeah, we ended up watching Lady in the Water.
How was that?
Lady in the Water, I didn't like it. I mean, it was good, it was cool, a little bit of suspense, but if you look at it, you know, from a, after finishing it, yeah. I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't like it at all because the plot, it's kind of lame. That's just my opinion of it. And I see too much of M. Night Shyamalan in this. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. Yeah.
Well, I heard that he was pretty pretentious, and this movie was basically his most pretentious and self-indulging film that he's made. I know a couple of people who have liked the movie, but majority reaction from the people that I'm getting is that this is his ego film. No, so
it's one of the reasons why I didn't like it. But anyway, after that, after watching that, went home, and then I talked to my mom. I spoke to my sister. Okay, let's have a family meeting. So we had a family meeting.
Uh-oh, those are never good.
Oh, it is good, actually. Good in one sense. In another sense. And then I said, Mom, I have to tell you. I'm gay.
No, you didn't.
I came out last Saturday.
You finally came out to your family.
Well, my sister knows already, you know, remember she...
But I'm talking about, like, your mom. You came out to your mom.
I came out to my mom.
Oh, my God, how did she handle it?
Well, it was funny because she was looking at me and... first, you know, I paused a little. Well, we paused for a while after saying that I'm gay. And my sister... Well, my mom, she was looking at me and... But... And I asked my mom, does she have anything to say? She said, but... You have a mustache. But you have a mustache. How could you be gay? You know?
So in her mind, gay people are not supposed to have mustaches?
Yeah. You know, for one thing, you know, my mom, you know, her family came from the Philippines and there are stereotypes and stuff like that. So it was understandable. I kind of laughed also. No, Mom, that doesn't mean, you know, that gay people... All gay people shave or whatever. So it was just funny. Or waxing or manscaping. I don't know. So, yeah. I came out to my mom. Actually, my sister already knew before. It's just that it's not black and white right now. And, of course, my sister had to steal the thunder. She butted in saying that she's concerned about our souls. About they're the evangelist type.
Yeah.
Okay, so concerned about our souls, and it's a sinful way to live, but if that's the way you want to live, then I don't care, you know. That's what she was saying. But I can't expect that from my sister, but from my mom, she just didn't have much reaction, and she was just happy. She did say that, I would love you anyway, you know. So.
She probably went home, and that's when it probably sunk in, and... What?!
And I was actually thinking, you know, it was funny, like, but you can't be gay! No! But, Mom, I am! But you can't be... Okay, let me prove to you. They go to my
No. I don't think she would have been ready for that.
And then he went to my brother-in-law and started sucking him off. No!
No, at that point, it would become the Jerry Springer Show, and you don't want to do that.
No, I'm kidding. Ipa, I did not do that, okay? It was a very quiet evening. It was a very solemn night, and it's great. It's good. It's really, really... It's a good release. It's a good. It's a good timing too. Because when is the last time? When will be the next time I'll be seeing them? It'll be a long. So, okay. So after that, yeah. Everybody out there, you know, coming out. It's a process. It's a process for me. It's a process. I started out with my friends, one by one. Well, not one by one. Yeah, one by one. One and then three and then a big group of my friends, and then now, more importantly, my mom. In many ways, and well, it's good. I mean, well, some would say that the family don't have to know. There are people who are like that. You know, I know some people who are like that who do not really come out because my family don't have to know. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that, but to me, it is important. It is important for me to come out. So I made a weekend out of it. So that's what I did.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you. Actually, I'm also inspired also by a couple of people who I've met through the podcast also, like Robert from Nashville, who I interviewed earlier for Bearpalooza, and a couple of friends in Houston who are out themselves, who came out just a few months ago, like text writer Bear, Sean here in Houston. And, you know, parents are usually the first ones to accept. That's the way I observe it. They really knew from the beginning, or they had an inkling. So, in my case, my
unfortunately, there's some parents out there who aren't like that. Also, so I mean, I have seen a couple of cases where friends of mine were disowned by their family because they came out of the closet.
But they probably knew already, but they just didn't want to hear about it. Is that it?
They probably knew, but they just did not want to. They were mind blocking it, basically. So it's the whole Catholic thing. If you ignore something, it will go away. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, well, for my mom, she had no clue. She didn't have a clue at all.
Well, of course she didn't have a clue. You have a mustache.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That was your serendipitous disguise. That's right. Wearing the mustache.
Yeah. Actually, it's quite funny because it runs in our family. I think because I have a gay uncle, two lesbian cousins, a gay nephew, and possibly a few lesbian aunts. So I'm
wow.
So
it's a family tradition.
Yeah. So when I came out, probably it was just really, you know.
Oh, she was probably thinking, "Oh, great, we got another one in the family."
Yeah. But I am now relieved.
You think she's going to become a PFLAG mom?
I don't know. She's not into that, really. But I'm just happy that she knows, which is something that I wasn't able to tell my dad before he passed. So I wish my dad knew. But I'm happy.
Dads are the hardest to tell because that whole macho image thing. So.
Yeah, I heard. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the story.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Okay, I would like to welcome Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Tommy, can you hear me?
Hi, Roy. Hi, Nard.
Hi.
Yes, Tommy is located in, where are you?
I'm in Denton.
Oh, right in my backyard.
Yeah. Just past Louisville.
Okay, so you have a new project, new podcast, more of a video podcast, and it's called Minute of Minutia. Oh, tell us about Minute of Minutia.
Moment of Minutia. It started a few weeks ago. I had this idea that I wanted to use all these music videos I've been collecting on my iPod. And I'd been listening to these other quiz shows like Pod Quiz and Mostly Trivial. And so I kind of had an idea to go do something similar to those, but with music videos and do a video podcast.
Mm-hmm. So far, I've been loving the first two. They're awesome.
Yeah, I just saw episode 3 today. He just uploaded episode 3 today.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, Ron was chatting with me earlier.
Yeah, it's a tribute to the 25th anniversary of MTV, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
Okay, so before we go on with our plan, so tell me about Denton. You've been there for a long, long, long time, or what?
No, Harry and I moved up here. That's my partner of 13 years. We moved up here last September while he started graduate school at UNT. Mm-hmm. Harry has limited vision, so we needed to be somewhere close to the school so he could get there and back and have an opportunity to get a job, which he wasn't really having much luck with when we lived in Dallas.
I see. Denton. I haven't ever been to Denton. Yeah, one time when I'm there, I'm definitely going to have to take a trip somehow in Denton to see you guys somehow.
It's quaint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little college town. There's two big universities here.
So we have a cool theater there. The movie tavern is cool. I go there once in a while. I like the movie tavern a lot.
Mm-hmm. We've been there a couple of times, yeah.
What do you guys usually watch when you go there?
Well, they have first-run releases all the time, so that's when we've gone.
It's pretty much the best way to describe it, Nard, is it's like, have you ever been to the Studio Movie Grill?
There are places similar here, like the movie, this is the Ritchie Road Movie Tavern. It's on a 49. Yeah.
Well, it's a good large, surfing. It's large. The seats are actually more comfortable, and the menus have a wider variety of stuff. That's actually where I had fried pickles for the first time, was at the Movie Tavern.
Oh, those are delicious.
They are.
I love fried pickles. Okay. Okay. So, Tommy, what do you have for us?
Well, we have your super gay chronology connection round. So I'm going to play three 30-second or so clips from three different songs. And I actually have the videos for these, so this could end up on the show eventually.
Oh, okay.
So this will basically test how gay we really are, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I'm just going to play the three clips back-to-back, and they're going to be out of order. So at the end, you have to identify the artists and song, and then what order they go in. You don't have to get the year right, because you're not. You just have to get the order right.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right, I hope I'm ready for this.
Me too.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Can't stop believing.
My first love, my mom.
The world go round. Love makes the world love.
Oh my God.
So did you hear that one?
Yeah. Yes, I did, and I am brain farting right now.
Just keep thinking about it, and I'll play the next one, okay?
Okay.
I don't know anything about this.
He's crazy. Crazy over me. In my life is where he says he always wants to be. I've never been so loved. He beats all I've ever seen.
Well, that was gay.
Very gay.
Love, love, pray for love. Who would ever do God say for love? Make this an act for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some saw you cry for love. People in Kerry, they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same hooray for after you go.
Okay, now if you don't get that last one, you got to turn in your gay card.
That last one reminds me of the podcast, The Entertainment Beat with Francis Gum.
Well, it should, for a good reason.
Let's see. I'm going to take a stab at this. Now, we have to go from youngest to oldest or oldest to youngest?
Start with the oldest clip.
Well, the last one was definitely the oldest.
The last one's the oldest.
Okay, so who was it?
That was Judy Garland. And? I couldn't picture. Was it Barbara? Or I couldn't picture. Judy was just blasting over everybody, so I wasn't able to really make out who the second voice was.
But actually, the first voice was Liza Minnelli.
Ah, it was mother and daughter. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, how gay can you get? Doesn't get gayer than that.
I will have to lose my gay card.
So what do you think is next?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, and I'm going to go with the first song. I can't identify who it is, but...
Well, you're right and you're wrong.
Okay.
It was originally released in 1971, but the clip you heard was the same artist and her daughter 30 years later.
Okay.
So it was Carole King and her daughter Louise Goffin doing So Far Away.
I wouldn't know. Okay.
And the middle clip was the Judds, Mama, He's Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
From 1984.
Definitely can't mistake the Judds.
Yeah, so what's the connection between the three clips?
They're all old.
No, they're not.
Mother-daughter performances.
They're all mother-daughter performances, yeah.
Okay. Wow. What I like about your video podcast, the last part you see, you have to look for the connections
Right.
And that's really hard to look for videos. If you're going to collect all the videos that you have, that you've collected, you have to see the connections on each. How long does it take to produce one?
Well, you see, I've done three of these in 3 weeks, and I've got enough notes down to do about another couple of months worth without having to do a whole lot more work. So I just, with this commute to Dallas, and I've just been watching music videos on the bus every day, and I just started noticing that video is kind of like this other one. And so I started taking notes whenever I would see like in the first episode, there was that red stage and all those clips, and I thought that's very unusual for them to keep reusing the same kind of look, even though it wasn't the same place.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that I love is the spot the celebrity cameo one.
Oh yeah,
because there's sometimes, I mean, I don't want to give away the second one because I want people to go out there and look for it for themselves. But the celebrity cameo in the second one, I'm like, when I knew who it was instantly when I saw the person, and I'm going, oh my God, and I'm giggling like a little schoolgirl because the person looked like a complete fool compared to what the person looks like today.
Yeah. And see, that was the second episode cameo star.
I like that. I really like that. And what do you call that? And the last part, it was pretty easy. That the connections on the three videos and the second one was pretty easy.
Yeah. I think this one the connection is pretty clear on the third episode also.
Oh yeah, it's very clear on the third one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So tell us where can we find the website for this?
We're at www.momentofminutia.com. That's MOMENTOFMINUTIA. I know that's kind of long. And that it sort of started, I was discussing with Harry what I wanted to call it, and he didn't want me to use the word music in it, and I already had kind of moment as something I wanted to go with music. And so I started thinking about other terms with moment, and the word minutia is another word for trivia, and it kind of reminded me of this physics term called moment of inertia, mm-hmm. which is about rotating objects. Yeah. So in the second episode, I came up with this smart remark about, you know, when your head stops spinning, play this trivia game.
So they call it Moment of Minutia.
Moment of Minutia. Yeah.
Now, is your show available through iTunes yet? Or
it is.
It is, great.
So just do a search on Moment of Minutia.
Okay. Right. All if right. you can spell Minutia correctly, you'll find it.
M-I-N-U-T-I-A. Okay.
Right.
All right. So where else can people contact you?
Well, I have a profile on Bear 411, and it's WinBearTX. And I'm WinBear without the TX on LiveJournal.
Okay. You know what? I tried before doing WinBear. I was looking for you on Bear 411, and there's some guy in England. So I thought, oh, that doesn't look like Tommy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So WinBearTX
Most everywhere is the TX. There's a couple of places without the TX, but most everywhere is the TX nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So what are you guys going to do now? It's Monday night. Just stay home, or after this recording, you're just going to watch TV or something?
Probably.
Probably. Or do more shows.
I've been doing this show all weekend, so I need a little bit of a break.
Yeah. Welcome to the wonderful world of podcasting. It'll consume your soul and control your life.
Right.
Yeah, it's consuming me, my gosh, also. And, yeah, but I enjoy it, of course. You'll be enjoying a lot of doing of editing and putting them all together.
Yeah, I created, like, three additional episodes over the weekend, basically, that are just audio to use on audio podcasts. So that I've submitted those to a couple of places, and hopefully they'll play them as like a guest round on their quiz show.
Mm-hmm. So, Tommy, do you have any shout-outs to anyone you want to greet?
I guess my Denton County Bears group up here that Harry and I started after we moved up here. We're up to about a dozen regulars, and we've got like 60 people in our Yahoo group now.
Oh, are you saying it's a bear group in Denton?
It's really casual. We're not incorporated or bylaws or anything. We're just, you know, we say we're gonna have a meeting once or twice a month, and that we split it on the Yahoo calendar and, and that's what we're doing.
Oh, that's cool.
How does one find you on Yahoo?
It's Denton County Bears. Just all one word.
Okay.
All spelled out.
Oh, we should put that in. Is it open to the public? The Yahoo group? Okay.
Yeah, you have to have your Yahoo profile updated with age, sex, and location. Otherwise, my assistant moderator will kick you out of the group.
Okay. Yeah, so maybe we can invite people who are in the area. They can have you subscribe and see what you guys are up to.
Right.
What do you guys do? Movies or?
We did the Pirates of the Caribbean and X-Men 3. We do usually a dinner once a month, or we have a pool party. Like we've had three pool parties this summer already, and we have another one at the end of this month.
I love pool parties.
Yeah. Of course you do.
Of course I do.
It's your chance to get to see naked bears.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably have movie nights and game nights in the fall and winter.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
What was the name of the group again on Yahoo? Denton?
Denton County. Denton County Bears.
Denton County Bears. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you very much for being in the show, and at last I got you in the show.
Yeah, thanks, Doug.
Okay, so that's WinBear TX from Bear 411. Okay, here are Bear events, guys. BITO, Bear Beach Party Campout. This is sponsored by the Kansas City Cave Bears. All right, so let me see here. It's going to be in Kansas City, Missouri on August 24th. This is our 10th anniversary campout, which we call Bears in the Outdoors. This year's theme is Bear Beach Party. Come celebrate our event with a bunch of great bears, food, and fun. This is a very fun event, a furry camping experience, and guaranteed a great time by all. For more information, please visit www.kccavebears.com. Okay, upcoming event here in Houston is Convergence Houston 2006. I already had Chris in the show a few episodes back. And I would like to promote this more because, you know, it's going to be in my neck of the woods, Houston. Okay, so after August 24th, the registration will be up to 285. So, let's see the schedule. August 31st, Thursday, up to September 4th, Monday. So, yeah, check out their website at convergencehouston.com for more information and sign up as soon as possible before the rates go up. Okay, so, back to the show. Okay, time for shout-outs.
All right.
You go ahead.
All righty. Well, first and foremost, I want to give a very special shout-out to my friend Ed out in the San Francisco Bay Area. He's known as Ed Latronic on Speaker Freaks. We've featured them before on the show. He's had a major single release that's now available with his group. The name of the single is called Attraction, and you can now download it on the web at www.beatport.com. If you are a member of MySpace, you can go check his music out. If you are into dance music, it's some great stuff. One of my favorite tracks is called San Francisco. And
nice name.
Oh yeah. And it's just he makes a lot of great stuff and a lot of fun, so I would definitely recommend checking it out. My second shout-out goes to another musician, Michael West. I want to congratulate Michael West. He's actually starting a new band out there in Nashville. The name of the band is the Ursa Major Band, and they just recently banded together, and they are in rehearsals and recording right now. They don't have any of their music available yet as a group, but they wanted to announce themselves. It's composed of four Bear musicians. Apparently they met, I think, if I remember right, the story goes, they met at Bearpalooza. Michael, if you're listening and that's not how it goes, you know, let me know.
I'm really intrigued with Michael West. I haven't communicated with them yet.
I'm trying to get him on the show, actually, because I would love to interview him on the show. So hopefully we can get him featured as a Wolf-Footed Bear and interview him. So, I think it's high time that he came onto the show.
Yeah.
I would actually love to get the whole band on the show. So if we can get that, that would be an amazing feat.
Mm-hmm.
And my third and final shout out goes to Friday Night Frights this Friday, to everyone who is in the Dallas area at the, as a matter of fact, we were just talking about it, the Movie Tavern in Denton, Texas. They're going to be hosting the Friday Night Frights event. This was the event that I attended last month where we saw the screening of Friday the 13th, Part 7. This month, they are doing a screening of the Linda Blair camp classic, Hell Night. And they have the director of Hell Night there in person. He's going to talk about the making of the show. And it's a great event. It's a midnight screening this Friday night out there at the Movie Tavern in Denton. Tickets are $10. You can buy tickets online right now through PayPal. All you have to do is just go to their website, which is www.pitofterror.com, and you'll be able to find the link through there to be able to pay for your tickets via PayPal, or you can even just wait and go to the event itself. The doors open at 11 o'clock, and if you're a horror fan, especially if you're a fan of really cheesy late 70s, 80s horror, it's a lot of fun. So go check them out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's time for my shout-outs, of course. Belated happy birthday to Gary Gerber.
Happy birthday, Gary!
Okay, I think he's going to be here in Houston for Convergence. I think, it's going to be on a Liberty weekend. And him and another shout-out, actually, who's planning to come to Convergence, but I don't know what he's planning. I think he cannot come for now. Ryan, and he's more known as Chappie. In the Don and Drew show.
Chappie!
So Chappie, yeah, we've been emailing each other. He's a nice guy. And he's planning to come over, and I wish I could hang out too, but that weekend is Labor Day weekend. And you know, whenever it's Labor Day weekend, I have a pilgrimage to New Orleans. I have to go to New Orleans for Sudden Decadence.
Yeah. You just want to go see the Loose Cocks. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, we'll see. I wish. I wish I could see him. And it's going to be sometime in September 1st. Is it September 2nd? Yeah. And that's the plan. And I wish I could. Well, if I'm not going there, I would definitely go to Convergence. But I have to go. Yeah. Okay, one more. It's a fellow Filipino. His name is Oliver. He's in Manila. He's in Baguio City. It's one of the major cities in the Philippines. He's got a website, a podcast called Orange in a Pod, which is located in orangeinapod.co.nr. And he's a Filipino gay podcaster, and he just came out too.
Wow, everybody's coming out.
He came out on his podcast. My goodness.
A hell of a way to come out. I mean, I came out on Christmas morning, but it's a hell of a way to come out.
Yeah, I was listening to the show this morning, and oh my god, he came out because he gave his links to his friends, I think, or his family, and people are listening, and he came out online. He came out on his podcast. So yeah, and it's good to hear other gay Filipino podcasters. It's rare to hear gay Filipino podcasters, so yeah, so shout out to Oliver, and I'll be listening to you all the time. And he brings very interesting stuff that I grew up with in the Philippines, and it's always fun to reminisce. Okay, so all right, so I guess that wraps it up. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can send me emails at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com.
You can also email me at xcalibear@gmail.com. You can also contact me on the web either at BearDar as Excalibur, or you can find me on Bear411 as ExcaliburTX.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so guys, visit the website www.bearpodcast.com, or you can also leave voice comments at 206-222-BEAR. Okay, again, that's 206-222-2327. If you leave a voice message, we'll play it in the show. All right, so thank you, everyone, for listening. Next week, I don't know how I'm going to do the episode next week. I think I'm going to do a delayed telecast because I'll be in Hawaii next week.
I was going to say, you're going to be out enjoying Hawaii, and I'm going to be here doing well. The only big event I got next week is Snakes on a Plane. So in 2 weeks, expect me to come back with a review of Samuel L. Jackson versus the motherfucking snakes on the motherfucking plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to shout out. Brent Yes, he sent me. Oh, I forgot. Wait a second. He's got a voicemail. Hold on. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to play his voicemail.
Oh, good job.
Hey, Nard. This is Grant from Kansas City, Missouri. And Rob and I want to wish you a good trip to Hawaii. We were there a year ago to have our commitment ceremony in Maui. And lots of fun places to go there. So if you could let me know where you're going to be, we'll give you our suggestions. Hope you have a great time. And having a chance to give some feedback to your podcast, which we both love. Thanks a lot. And have a good birthday. Bye.
Birthday?
I think it meant anniversary.
I was going to say, it's your birthday coming up? I'm not aware of this.
it's going to be a long way from now. But yeah, I think he meant the anniversary. Yeah, thank you very much for the voicemail. Please send me emails. I'll try to email him. I need information on how to get to around Hawaii, I guess.
I need to ask you, Nard. You know this is coming, but since you're celebrating your anniversary in Hawaii, do you plan on getting laid?
Maybe. Yes, a lot. A whole lot. A whole weekend. That's right. A whole lot. Different colors, even. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be in... where are we going to be? We're going to be in Honolulu and then go to the Big Island and then back again. And that's as far as I know what we're going to do. We have to do a luau on that Friday when we're going to be there.
When you go to the luau, be careful of the poi.
Of the what?
The poi.
What's the poi?
I guess you'll need to taste it for yourself to try. It's an acquired taste. To me, it tastes like wallpaper glue, but you may like it. I don't know. It's this gelatinous, grayish-looking stuff that's made out of the taro root, and it's interesting.
You actually tasted wallpaper glue?
It's a long story.
Okay, thank you guys for listening to the show. We really, really appreciate it, guys. Okay, many wolves and many hugs.
Hasta.
Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf Water Bear. Wolf Water Bear.
Did I? I did not.
No. All of a sudden something popped out onto me. You're adding me.
Okay. Okay.
All of a sudden I heard the sound of signing off, and I'm like, wait a minute. No, wait. Am I still here?
All right. Take two.
Yeah, take two. We got a blooper.